Beauty 52-47 as the Antioch girls upset the two-time defending champion in Scammon Bay. So no matter what, this year we're going to have a new 1A champion. And fighting for a spot here is King Cove and Stellawit. So the Stellawit Lady Wolves, they got past Jack Tulik yesterday. They opened with the win against Danelchik, and now they're going to battle King Cove. The rookies beat Buckland yesterday in a tight game and last game of the night. I'm going to get back in it. 53-28 winners overtook the Bay in the first round. As the King Cove girls, the big thing to be noted here is I remember last year covering this exact game. It was a state semifinal. The King Cove rookies versus Stellawit tied up. It was about 40-40, 42-42, I think, was the score. Marjorie Hingsbergen was able to track down a long pass and score at the buzzer, roughly. As time ran out on King Cove, they had to settle for a battle of third place. That's the thing. No matter what, these teams can play for third if they lose tonight. But who wants to do that when you can try to play for a championship? Antioch awaits the winner. King Cove and Stellawit moments away. Folks, thanks for listening here. It's been a lot of basketball, a lot to look into. As I take a quick look at the scores for everyone here. My name is Charles Poyne with Small Schools Broadcasting. Happy to have you with us here on our final game of Friday. Championship Saturday is upon us here in about 12 hours. First scores from around 1A here. The Cake girls beat 7, 47-42. The Tri-Valley girls advanced 63 over St. Mary's 38. Manilchik beat Tuxa Bay 41-23. The Shaq Tulik girls held off Buckland 73-67 in overtime. And the Antioch girls knock off Scammon Bay 52-47. That means Shaq Tulik will face Tri-Valley for fourth place. Manilchik will face Cake for a consolation title. Antioch is going to take on the winner of this one, and the Scammon Bay girls will take on the loser for third. Starters down here for King Cove, it'll be Brandel, Newton, Mack, Duarte, and Yetchmanev. On the other side for Stellawit, Marjorie Hingsbergen, Ramos, Kiona and Callie Howarth, and Marita Ticket. State semifinal. You can bet these two teams recognize one another from last year in a battle that was. We'll see if we get something similar here. Championship berth up for grabs as the starters take the court. The jump, it'll be Duarte versus Callie Howard. And here we go. Championship semifinal basketball coming at you. The winner to the championship tomorrow to be played at 2 p.m. Antioch awaits. It's Stellawit out of the gate. Laura Ramos down low to Marita Ticket. To Callie Howard, spinning against the D, doesn't get it. And Duarte, the rebound. Over to Ramos, as she tried to step in front. Out of bounds, King Cove ball. Some pressure here by Stellawit in the backcourt. Sadie Newton looks for Duarte, hands off to Elena Mack. It was the Mack and Duarte show yesterday in a win against Buckland. Elena is trying to get things started, missing on the three. Marita Ticket with it. Over to Kiona Howard. Now up top to go to Michaela. Michaela Down low, Callie Howarth kicks back out to Michaela, over to Marita Ticket. Skip pass over. Shot coming for Laura Ramos. I mentioned Marjorie Hinsberg, and she's actually not on the floor right now. Howarth down low. And some tough spacing here. Taking advantage is Sadie Newton, who's going to come over with the steal. Elena Mack will push for the rookie. And Elena carried the ball, apparently. It's the whistle. Scoreless after a minute 10. It will be Selawick ball. Callie Howarth will bring it in. Hands off to Michaela Ticket. And Ticket to walk it up. She's going to be picked up by Elena Mack. Man-to-man pressure here by the girls. McKean Cove and Brandel and Duarte swarm over Callie Howarth, and Brandel's going to get whistled for the push. So now the inbound coming, the first foul against King Cove. Callie with it, tips over to Michaela Ticket, now to Laura Ramos, back to Callie. In the lane, powered up and in, first basket goes to Selawick and Callie Howarth. Elena Mack with it. Off the handle, gives it over to Brandel on the left side. And Brandel going to hold out near midcourt. Looking at the high post, Ramos defending there. Duarte looking for an opportunity. Delea over the corner. They find a cutter. It's Mack, and she's going to hit. Elena in the lane, 2-2. 2 minutes in. Callie Howarth in the backcourt looking for help. It's Michaela Ticket to come back. Guarded by Elena Mack. And Callie against Duarte. Picks up her dribble. Skips over to Ramos. Knocks loose. Elena Mack has it. Briefly taken away. And a jump ball. So King Cove with possession after that jump. And 5:33 remaining here in the first. Duarte at the high post. Skips over to Yetrenef, but knocked loose. Last touch by Howard. And the ball squirts right over to my feet. So, hey, I got to touch the game ball. 5:26 left here as we get underway. Early on in this state semifinal, a rematch of last year. Selawick able to escape with a late basket. They fell to Scammon Bay in the championship last year. Driving, Brandel lost the handle, out of bounds, last touch by Brandel. It went off her leg, so it'll be Selawick ball. With 5:05 to play here in the first. Michaela Ticket over to Callie Howarth. Howarth guarded by Duarte, picks up her dribble, now finds Michaela Ticket on the high. Ticket tries to split a double team, no space there, yet Vanessa comes away with it. She's got Duarte back. Jalea with the left hand for two. 4-2 rookies. And the inbound to Laura Ramos. They're going to find Callie Howarth now. Howarth at the midcourt line doesn't want to battle against Duarte. She's going to give it up to Ticket. Now Marita scoops underneath the defense. Not there. Marita gets her own rebound. Keona Howarth's going to try a three. That's not there. Howarth and Duarte battling down low, and Callie's going to go shoot some free throws. Is set to check in here. Trying to see. Looks like Kiera. Possibly for King Cove. 4:20 to play here in the first. 4-2. The rookies on top. Howarth at the line. Will hit the first. He's got another coming. So Callie makes it 4-3. And her second shot short, gets her own rebound, pushes out to Kiona, who rattles home a jumper. Delawick takes a 5-4 lead here at the midway mark of the first quarter. Sadie Newton with it up top to Elena Mack. Mack comes around and looks into Sierra for the rookies and off the mark. Michaela Tickett keeps the dribble somehow, fires a pass over her head to Callie Howarth, and Marita Tickett for three. That's short, and Tickett unable to gap. And with 3:41 to play, a dead ball here. I bet we got a media timeout. It'll be a full timeout. Friends there at our stations, we're going to do quarter breaks in that lengthy one at halftime as usual, unless I almost lose my voice here completely. 5-4 the Selawick boys on top. Selawick boys, Selawick girls on top of King Cove. I was just looking at some scores on the boys' side, so I thought I'd try to update. That was the reasoning there. The 1A boys bracket filled out completely. It's going to be Nunavut versus Noatak in the championship. Noatak beat Birchwood Christian 64-45, and Nunavut held off New Haven 60-56. The King Cove boys are going to face Chitmarek tomorrow for fourth place. King Cove beat Kipnuk 54-51 earlier today. The Tananaw boys are going to hang on and battle Antioch for the consolation championship. And that's a 60-46 win for Tananaw over Scammon Bay. And Buckland falling to Antioch 82-74. Chismareth beat Nicolias 55-52. So the King Cove boys still alive. They're going to battle for fourth place tomorrow morning. Here in the girls' game, it'll be rookies' ball. Sadie Newton to inbound on the sideline right in front of the Selawick bench. Marjorie Hingsbergen checks into the game here for Selawick out of the break. And Newton down low. Blocked there as Callie Howarth sent Kiera packing. Stays with the rookies. And they'll take it out on the baseline. Randall tries a deep three off the mark. Yetchmanef to the floor and a whistle. It's going to go to Selawick on the jump ball. The rookies come up empty once more here. Full court pressure. It's a full court man-to-man by King Cove. Callie Howarth with it. Going to bring it up. Galley guarded by Kiera. The big screen by Marita Tickett. Finds some steam. Doesn't use the backboard, though. And there's Brandel for the rebound. Spinning away from the defense is Mack. And the Yetchmanef. And back up top to Brandel to reset. Elena Mack gets a screen from Sadie Newton. Will pop a three. That comes up short. And there's Marita Tickett, the rebound. Callie Howarth ahead to Kiona. 2:38 left here in the first quarter. Callie finds Marjorie Hingsbergen. Marita Tickett with it, and she's up and in for two. So Marita pops one down. Elena Mack a little out of control, and a whistle here coming across the arm as Callie Howarth was going for the outlet. Selawick leads 7-5. And the reach-in going to go on Monica Yetchmanef. So Selawick will have it. We get to that two-minute mark. Down low, Marita Tickett pumps the pass out to Laura Ramos, drives into the lane, and a whistle on the reach-in. Sadie Newton came across her arm. And a strong start for Selawick continues with Kiona Howarth, Laura Ramos going to the line to shoot two. Ramos knocks in the first. We'll have another one coming. And we got a timeout, King Cove. 8-4, the Selawik girls have King Cove doubled up early. A quick bucket from Jalea Duarte, and Atlanta Mack had a 4-2 lead, but six straight now for Selawik with 2:06 to play in the first quarter. This is the championship semifinal. So again, the winner is going to play for state title tomorrow at 2 p.m. And that'll be against an Antioch team that lost to Scammon Bay twice this year, but found a way to win earlier in the early semifinal. Here we are in the nightcap, 8-4, Selawik on top. Another rookie. Another free throw lined up here for Laura Ramos. She hit the first. And Laura lines up the shot. It's one. Finds the bottom of the net. 9-4, the lead for Selaway. Early going here. In the backcourt, some pressure. Branda splits the double team. Looks down, and Callie Howarth boots it away with the foot. Going to stay with the rookie. Inbound coming. Knocked loose as Laura Ramos got a hand on it. Going to stay with King Cove on the inbound. Sadie Newton inbound in the same spot. Goes high for Mack. Back to Sadie in the corner. And now to Elena. They go down low, out of bounds. Knocked loose. It's going to be off of the rookies as Yetchmanef and Newton went for it. And it popped up high and sails out. So Selawik will have it now on the inbound. Marita Tickett in the backcourt. And a whistle against Selawik as a moving screen. So Fiona Howarth whistled for the foul there. It'll come back to King Cove, but a double dribble here on Brandel, and they'll give it right back. Both teams still trying to find their feet here as we got a little choppy start to this semifinal. 9-4, though, the Selawik girls on top. 90 seconds to play here in the first. Tickett tries a pass down low. Mack knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be right back to Selawik underneath their own basket. The inbound will be Keona Howarth. Deep pass to Marjorie Hingsbergen, who's going to track it down. Hingsbergen's going to fire a three. That's off the mark. The tipped pass to Laura Ramos for two more. 11-4, lead now to 7 for Selawik. Elena Mack dribbles through the entire defense, puts up a shot off the mark. Yetchman at the rebound, tightroping the baseline, and it's going to stay here with King Cove. With under a minute to play now in the first quarter. Newton on the inbound. Going to be coming across, trying to lob inside, knocked loose by Howarth, and another try. It'll be Newton one more time on the other side of the basket, still on the baseline, finds Elena Mack. Back to Newton. A three for Sadie as she gets in the scorebook here early on and makes it 11-7. 45 seconds left here in the first. Callie Howarth pokes loose from behind. Good defense by Kiera, out of bounds. Callie down, steps on the line. So the King Cove girls will get it back with 39.3 to play. 11-7, the score. Selawik up by 4. Here comes the rookie. Mack around the back dribble. In the lane. She's going to pop up for two. And here comes the rookie. Back-to-back basket. The steal in the fake backcourt. Randall with it to Elena Mack. She's going to fire a three. And five straight points. Elena Mack gives the lead to King Cole with 7-0 spurt in the 20 seconds to go here. In the final 20 seconds of the first. Now we're down to six. Marjorie Hingsbergen with it. Goes up to Callie Howarth. And Howarth at the buzzer counted. A flurry of a close here. Delawick takes a 13-12 lead into the quarter break. And let's step aside for a quick 60-second timeout. Delawick on top of King Cove, 13-12 back for the second quarter in 1 minute.
Man, what a great job last year. Delawick and King Cove just going back and forth. It was Elena getting in the lead there for a quick second. Let's see if they can get back there. I know there was a buzzer beater, so we'll see what happens. But, man, great job by the rookies just fighting hard. Here's a couple words from our sponsors. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. Tomorrow, yeah, we're going to have the boys playing, so don't forget about that one. They're going to play for a chance at fourth again tomorrow at 8 a.m., and then depending on what happens at this game, we'll have coverage as well, so make sure you stay tuned afterwards, and we'll tell you what time. But let's go back now as the rookies get into the second quarter.
The Selawick girls on top of King Cove. And the King Cove girls used a 7-0 spurt to pull right back into this one. They trailed 11-4. Well, an 8-0 spurt. And they finished with an 8-2 run to pull within one. And now Selawick losing it on the inbound to start the second quarter. Elena Mack stripped briefly by Marjorie Hingsbergen, but a whistle. So Marjorie stayed with the foul. That'll be the first team foul against Selawick. Five on King Cove already. Randall the inbound. Looking for Yetchmanef. The handoff to Max. And an over and back call. As Yetchmanef handed off to Mack before Elena was across the mid-court line in a quick turnover here. We've traded possessions now four times inside 29 seconds here to start the second quarter. And now a long pass, knocked loose, a steal. Here comes Sadie Newton, making five times. Newton up to Brandel, over to Elena Mack. A quick shot, in and out. Down low, not there, is Callie Howarth. And Callie's going to push back out and out of bounds. Last touch by Delawick. That was Samantha Skin. A note here, Jalea Duarte with a couple fouls. That's why she's on the bench right now. Elena Mack with it. Will come up. Across the timeline for the rookies. 2-3 defense here by Selawick. Marjorie Hingsbergen picks up Mack. Mack and Brandel will play catch on the wing. Brandel keeps her dribble. Drives in. Steps out to Yetchmanef. She's going to try a shot. That goes long into the hands of Selawick. Thought about the long pass was Samantha Skin, but it's going to be Marjorie Hingsbergen with it. Marjorie to set things up. She's got Callie Howarth on the low post. Dumps the pass down quickly. Hooks her. and an offensive foul. Callie Howarth picks up her first. Oh. There we go, yes. A good whistle there as Callie knows it too, came away smiling. So Samantha Skin trying to come in, is going to come in for Callie Howarth, and Howarth didn't really want to come out at that moment. 6:25 left here in the first half. Elena Mack will have it. 13-12 lead for Selowick. It's Sadie Newton to Elena. And Mack working against the D over to Yetchvenev. This shot off the mark. Sadie tracks it down, knocked loose, and into the hands of Brandel. Brandel goes back to... Mack briefly, and then inside, and a whistle, couldn't even see who it was, and Kiera fell. So, Kiera hits the first, another one coming, 13-13, make it 14-14. Or 14-13. Giving free throws to everyone in my book. 5:55 left here in the second quarter. The King Cove girls on top by one. Here's Elena Mack with the steal. Mack's going to push with numbers. Going to stop and pop for three. Marjorie Hingsbergen jumps out of the gym for the rebound. Kicks back to Samantha Skin. Back to Marjorie. Nearly lost the handle. Up to Laura Ramos. Deep three-pointer try and good. So the triple there for Selowick. And we got a 16-14 game. But Sadie Newton with the response. 17-16, King Cove takes the lead right back on another three-pointer by Sadie Newton. And a timeout here at the mid-court line as Newton was up in the jersey of Laura Ramos. Callie Howarth to come back in, and a full timeout here with 4:56 to play in the quarter. 17-16 the score. As the King Cove girls lead by one. A couple big buckets here in the first half by Sadie Newton, showing her range. That last three-pointer was by Rose Stocker, though, for Selowick. Again, folks, lots of hoops and lots more to come. Some looks at the schedules here. So we got lots more to be played. The 8 a.m. game tomorrow in the boys' bracket will be up in the West Auxiliary Gym here at the Alaska Airlines Center. That will be Shishmaref versus King Cove. Again, an 8 a.m. start, the King Cove boys versus Shishmaref for fourth place. Following that will be the other fourth place game, the Tri-Valley Girls versus Jack Tulick. And then we move up to 11 a.m., and that's the Antioch Boys in Canada for the Constellation Championship. And Nanilsik versus Cake on the girls' side here on the main court. The New Haven Boys will battle Birchwood Christian for third place at a.m., and the King, the loser of this one, will play at 9:30 against Cameron Bay on the main court. There's a foul against King Cove, the 15th foul. Yetchvenev picks up number two. Michaela Tickett lost the ball, steps on the line, and will give it right back. King Cove to get it now. With 4:39 to play here, still a little choppy out on both sides for these two teams. Elena Mack with it, and it's just a different team when you got to watch with Duarte on the bench. The rookies will cross the timeline. It's Mack up top, guarded by Callie Howard. Sierra out to Mack, and a three try not there. Brandel. The ball powered right to her on the long rebound. She can't hit down low. Sadie tries. That's out of bounds. It's going to be white ball. So Selwick with it. So Selwick on the inbound. As we get to the midway mark of the second quarter, 17-16. Kick it with it up top. Gets a screen from Callie Howard. Howard drives into the lane. Hangs in the air, doesn't get the roll. There's Michaela Tickett for the follow. Michaela gives Selowick the lead right back, 18-17. King Cove has it in the corner. Sadie Newton, her shot off the mark, but tracked down by Yetchvanet. And up to Brandel. Now Yetchvanet. She'll try a three, and I feel like I might have just helped my mic out a little bit. Wow. I didn't realize it was so quiet, so I apologize out there, but we should be good now. Yetchvanet knocks down a big jumper to make it a 2018 game. Callie Howarth will try a three. She's going to spot up, and she'll knock it down. Callie Howard for three, and it's a 21-20 lead for the Selwick girls. Trading basket. Elena Mack knifes her way through the lane and scores again. 22-21. King Cove takes the lead. 2:45 left here in the first half. Michaela Tickett to Callie Howard. Now to Laura Ramos. Back to Tickett. Michaela fakes the shot and will hand off. Good defense there by Elena Mack. And Tickett able to recover. Howard has it. Looks down low. Pat tipped out. 3-second violation against Delaware. So the rookies will get it back with a 22-21 lead. 2:18 to play here. In the first half, Mack coming over to get directions from the coach. And she'll cross the timeline. Working against the defensive Tickett. Tickett going to reach in and a whistle. Mack kind of baited her into that, and Michaela picked up the whistle. That's the 15th foul. Rookies with it up top. Mack has it. And now another reach in. This is against Tickett again. .150 remaining. Mack on the inbound. Taken away by Callie Howard. Howard to the left hand, too strong. Samantha Skin grabs the rebound, but she traveled with it. And that'll give it right back to King Cove. Fortunate play there as Callie Howard stepped in front of Mack for the inbound and knocked it down. Now Callie going to be guarding, try to guard against Mack. To Brandel, to Newton. Sadie's shot doesn't get the bounce. Yetchvanet had it briefly. Mack has it. Now to Sadie. In the lane, a runner gets the roll. Sadie Newton knocks in another, and 8 points now for Sadie Newton. 24-21, King Cove up by 3, 1:09 remaining here in the first half. Callie Howarth up top with it for Selwick. She's going to be content to take some time, hand off to Michaela Tickett. They trade spots at the top of the key. Down low. Ramos with it. Briefly, now to Callie. For the cutter, it's Michaela Tickett, knocked loose Samantha Skin to the floor, and Sadie Newton at the bottom of the pile forces the jump ball. 44 seconds remaining. It'll stay Selawick ball. 24-21 score. The King Cove girls on top. Skip pass over. It's going to be Michaela Tickett trying a deep shot, and that sails out of bounds. So with it will be Mack to bring it up. Elena against the defense of Howard. Thinks about the spin, pokes loose. Howard goes to the floor with Mack and picks it up. Callie, the feed up and in. Give the assist and the steal to Callie Howarth, and a 2 points to Michaela Tickett, 24-23. To the floor, traveling Sadie Newton with a big hustle play, but the call against her there. Nine-point, 3 seconds left here in the second quarter, 24-23. Selawick can take the lead into the half with one here. Michaela Tickett, back to Callie Howard. 3 seconds left. Out to Laura Ramos and a whistle. Howard carried the ball. Length of the floor to go. And 3.2 seconds remain. Couple dribbles for Mack is all she's going to get. Deep shot, short, and that'll do it. Here we are at the half, the King Cove girls leading 24-23 in a tight game between these two teams. Familiar foes when you look back on last year's state semifinals. That was a tight win for the Selawick girls. At first quarter, King Cove led 17-16 after that one, and they maintain a slim advantage with a 7-6. Callie in that second quarter leading the way here, Sadie Newton and Elena Mack. Mack's got 9, Sadie's got 8, but the news here for King Cove is 2 quick fouls on Jalea Duarte, so she sat for most of that first half. Saving her for the second half, Jalea Duarte on the bench. On the other side, Callie Howard. She's got 8 points. 2 for Keona. Laura Ramos has 4. 4 for Michaela Tickett. And a bucket there for Marita Tickett. We're about 8 minutes away here, but state championship basketball on your favorite rural Alaska radio station. The King Cove girls with a slim 24-23 advantage here at the break. Let's step aside for our big 8 minute break here. We'll be back for the intro to the second half and more. The girls of King Cove with a slim 24-21 lead trying to make it in to the state championship. Back here in 8 minutes.
There you go. Up by one. It only takes 1 point to get to the championship. And amazing to hear that Scammon Bay's out of the running. Back-to-back champions. And they get knocked down into the third-place competition for tomorrow. So you heard them. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., tune in for the T-Jacks as they fight for fourth. And then we'll let you know what time to tune in for the rookies. But, man, hopefully they can hold on and get their way into the championship. Let's hear a couple words from our sponsors. And then we'll hear a song from the other side of the pond. Here live on KSDP for Rookies Basketball. I'd like to take the time to say thank you to our sponsors of the Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alaska, offering a number of services including freight forwarding, trucking, vessel expediting, business expediting, and moving services from the village of Cold Bay. For more details, give them a call at 907-532-2407. Aleutian Services, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Okay, here's another couple words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back in just 2 minutes for the rookies, barring that we don't accidentally lose connection like we did last time. So we'll just keep an ear out and see what happens. But here we go. We'll have a word from a couple sponsors, and again, 2 minutes, and we're going back for the second half conclusion of the rookies. They're up by one against Selawik.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering electric utility and heating fuel services since 2006. Sandpoint Generating is proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP and support the people of the Aleutians East Borough. For more details or prices, 383-4020. That's 383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigen Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigen family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Schumigen Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigen.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigen Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
It'll be King Cove out of the gate to start the third quarter. Jayla Duarte back on the court. She had two fouls there in the first half and sat most of the game. Actually, looking at her time on the court, she only played 3 minutes and 40 seconds. So Jalea, a big component of this King Cove offense and defense. And here she is. Knocking the ball loose, nearly had the steal. Marjorie Hingsbergen's going to fire a three. That doesn't draw iron. Tipped into the hands of Mack, and Duarte gives it right back. A couple quick passes, and it's Sadie Newton cross-court to Yetrinev, and here are the rookies to set things up, leading 24 to 23 to start this third quarter. Brandel open for three. That hits back iron. Long rebound out to Callie Howard. Over to Marita Tickett. Nobody picks her up. Tickett too strong. Hingsbergen tries. And Duarte the rebound to Mack. Mack got the ball stuck on her hip. And we'll give it right back to Selawik. Going back for it. It's Selawik. In the backcourt, Hingsbergen brings it up over to Keona Howard. Down low to go to Callie. Now up top to Marita Tickett. Her shot hits back iron. Callie, the big rebound. Out to Keona, who will hit the three. So Keona Howard scores the first basket of the third in a traveling call against the rookies. That was Duarte on the high post. Got to think Duarte is essentially just restarting here. She only played 3 minutes of game time after picking up two quick fouls. ...26-24, Selawik on top. Marjorie Hingsbergen against Brandel, and a pushing foul. And it's going to go on Brandel. Brandel and Hingsbergen, a little shove match trying to get open here. Marita Tickett on the inbound. Going to go high and too high, but tracked down by Keona Howard. Down low, Hingsbergen shot, not there. From behind, a whistle, and I think they're going to get Elena Mack coming over the top of Ramos, and Laura's going to shoot two. And it will. It'll be Elena Mack picking up the whistle. Laura hit her first two free throws early in the first, And now she'll start the third with the one and another coming. Duarte exits, and Kiara comes back in for King Cove. I mean, the foul was on Nat, I'm almost certain, and Duarte takes a quick seat again. Elena Mack into the corner. It's Sadie Newton pushed, and Howarth is going to get her. This time it's going to be Callie. And that should be number two on Callie. As we're inside the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, and Selowik leading 28-24. Randall to inbound, finds Elena Mack. Down low, Kiara going to fire. That shot short. Hingsbergen had it briefly, but it's poked loose. Randall with it. Out on the wing. Drives a cross-court pass over to Kiara. On the right wing, Mack's going to drill a three. Elena Mack's second three-pointer of the game. And she's got 12 points. Howarth in the lane. Tossed it up and knocked it down. 30-27. The score. Selowik on top, still by three. In the backcourt, Fiona Howarth nearly lost the handle. Ahead to Marita Tickett. Selowik back. The skip pass to Marjorie Hingsburg, and now they go to fire up top. And down low, Laura Ramos, and one. This will be Sadie Newton, likely, as Ramos cleaning up the glass. And Ramos going to have another opportunity here as Sadie Newton picked up the whistle. That is number two on her. Ramos converts the three-point play, and the lead now at its biggest for Selowik, 33-27. That matches a 10-4 game early on. Here comes Mack, though. She's going to dribble all the way through the defense in the backcourt and pull up for a three and knock it down. Callie Howarth trying to answer. Not there. Yetchmanef the rebound. Yetchmanef to Mack. Here comes Elena. A one-on-three break. No problem. She goes right to the rack. This one comes up short. Deep pass to Callie Howarth. She's going to spot up for a jumper and knock it down. Lead to five for Selowik as we get to the midway mark of the third, 35-30. Now down low, Marjorie Hingsbergen takes it away from Kiara. The spin move at the midcourt, and Hingsbergen splits the double team but lost the handle. Mack comes away with it. Mack's going to try a three, and she's going to knock it down. Elena Mack feeling it. 3 3-pointers here in the early going to the third, 4 in the game, and she's got 18 points. Here comes Duarte, sets a check back in. Howarth with it, going to drive by the defense of Kiara, take it down, dump off to Laura Ramos, whose bucket goes down. Some offensive power here on both sides as Ramos hit. Mack, can she do it again? One more, Elena Mack, the three, 37-36. 4 3-pointers in 5 minutes of this third quarter for Elena Mack. She's got 21. Howard trying to answer and gets the ball stuck in the corner of the rim. And the official knocks it down, showing off for everyone. And a little timeout here. It's going to be a full timeout on the floor. Sorry, a little spacing out here. South Friend in the crowd. 37-36, the Selowik boys. I mean, oh, my gosh, I am so sorry. I apologize. The Selowik girls leading. I'm looking across, and you know how the King Cove T-Jacks are the boys, the King Cove Rookies are the girls. When you look across at the scoreboard, the logo says King Cove T-Jacks. So when I look at the score, I think boys game, and well, you know, I've been covering so much basketball here over the last 3 days, I guess it just slips my mind. I do apologize. I've done that twice now. I know it's a girls' semifinal. I know that that logo's wrong, and it won't happen again. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. 37-36, the Selawik girls leading. It'll be Lady Wolves ball. Inbound in the Howard. Sally with it. Skips over to Michaela Tickett. Thought about the look. Instead, it's going to go to Laura Ramos. On the far side, wide open is Kiona. Thought about the look. Goes inside to Marita. Not loose. Good defense here by Brandel. She's got some numbers. Pass Tickett. Too strong on the shot. Duarte the rebound. Her shot off the mark. And Laura Ramos will recover for Selawik. Now a deep pass for Michaela Tickett, knocked loose out of bounds. It's going to go to King Cove with 2:17 to play here. In the third, Elena Mack. She's had the hot hand here with 4 3-pointers in the third quarter, 21 in the game, 5 threes. In this contest so far, 2:11 remaining. King Cove with it, knocked loose by Laura Ramos into the hands of Callie Howarth, and Brandel and Tickett collide, no whistle, and Sadie Newton comes away with it. That was a good no call, as both players not really going for the ball, just kind of collided. Yetchmanev gets it ripped away by Callie Howard. Skips over Sadie Newton, a near steal. But it's going to stay with Selawik. .129 remaining in the third, 37-36. Michaela Tickett up high with it. Drives to her right side. Nobody picks her up. All the way up and in for two with the right hand. Michaela with 6 points now. And the lead back to three for Selawik. Elena Mack crossover dribble. Goes down low to Duarte. She gets it. Jalea. A big basket. Playing through foul trouble. 39-38. And here comes Howarth. It's Callie up to Michaela. And down low, taken away. Duarte ends up in the hands of Mack. A one-on-two for Mack. She's going to fire and knock it down. She continues to have the hot hand and now has 23 points. So a big shot there as the ball comes right to me in my lap. 39-40, King Cove takes the lead with 32 seconds to play here in the third. Elena Mack, a stout 14 points in the quarter. Deep three for Brandel off the mark, and she can't hit. But she gets her own rebound. Down in the corner to Yetchmanev. Here's a look. That's off the mark. Duarte briefly had it, but Michaela Tickett will get it. Over to Howard. Callie with it. A step back. A three. Off the mark. And the rebound to Elena Mack. Into Sadie Newton's hands. And that's going to end the quarter. 40-39. The King Cove girls inch in front with a 14-point quarter from star Elena Mack. Let's step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to state championship basketball. Don't go away, because we got full one quarter to go. Back in 60 seconds.
Man, it's still neck and neck, and it's just been like that the whole way through. I don't know how this – it's just going to be when does the clock end and who's going to have the one-point lead, it feels like. We're about to go into the fourth and final quarter, so the exciting conclusion. Are the rookies going to make it to the championship? We're going to find out here in about 12 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Want to say thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, the Schumigan Corporation. Also, a big thank you to the King Cove Corporation, the AC Stores in King Cove and Sandpoint, Gould & Sons in King Cove, Barefoot Inn, Telalaska, Peninsula Airways, and also Aleutian Services, Belkowski Corporation, all the people who have sponsored us this last year. Thank you so much for your support. Makes all the difference in the world. We're going back, fourth quarter. You won't hear from me again until it's over. We're going to find out who's going to the championship. Charles Pulliam's going to take us there.
To start the fourth, just 8 minutes away of deciding who's going to play for a state championship against ENIAC. The King Cove girls lead 40-39. Marjorie Hingsburg in a rebound, knocked loose, to the floor they go. Sadie Newton with Laura Ramos down low. Mack didn't know she was underneath her own basket. And a whistle against Selowick. So Callie. Oh, Kiona. No, Callie with the whistle. That's three on her. The inbound to start the fourth here. Well, roughly the fourth. We're about 20 seconds in. Goes to Brandle. Now to Elena Mack. In the corner with it is Sadie Newton. She had a couple threes early. Duarte, a big offensive board. Brandle, one try. This isn't going to go. Max and Duarte and Howarth come down with it, and it's going to be jump ball in favor of Selowick. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. King Cove clinging to a 40-39 lead. And a tight game here. Duarte lost a step to Howarth, the stutter step at the midcourt line. Laura Ramos with it. Up to Kiona Howarth, guarded by Yetrenev. They're going to reset. It's going to be Michaela Tickett, guarded by Mack. Now to Howarth on the left side, dumps the pass off to Marjorie Hingsburg. Trying to save it at midcourt, gets it to Michaela Tickett. Good hustle play there. Tickett goes to the floor, knocked loose. Nobody's back. Here comes Mack, but a whistle. Couldn't hear the whistle. It's a reach-in foul against Selowick as Mack had a wide-open layup. So Hingsburg and whistle. That's the third team foul, three on each. Teams with 6:51 to go here in the fourth. 40-39 winner to the state championship. ENIAC awaits. Brandle with it for King Cove. Goes into the corner. Yetrenev. In and out on the shot. The tip plus the basket. Wow. Elena Mack timed it perfect. Tip in. The miss plus was fouled by Callie Howarth, and for Callie, that's number four. Mack, the hoop and the harm, and a 4-point lead for King Cove. Howarth, long pass, gets it over to Tickett, Michaela to Kiona. And Kiona Howarth picks up her dribble. Looks down low to Ramos, knocked loose to the floor. Ramos and Newton go. And it's going to be King Cove ball on the possession chain. 43-39 the score, 6:18 to play. King Cove with it. It's been the Elena Mack show. She's looking for some help. It's Brandle. She'll try a shot. This banks in. There's one for Miss Brandle. Emily knocks it down. The lead now to six for King Cove. And Sadie Newton plowed over, but a blocking foul. And for Sadie, that's number three. 5:55 to play here. And Duarte rips it away from Howarth, but a jump ball. Neither one had possession for very long. Howarth and Duarte, some shoving down low, knocked loose. Brandel comes away with it. He's got a 3-on-2. Yetchmanef on the left side. He doesn't get the roll. But out of bounds, it's going to go to Selawick. Callie Howarth wants to take a breather, and she'll step out. .5:38 to play here. 45-39, Selawick down by 6. The push for Keona Howarth. Over to Sampson, now up to Marjorie Hingsbergen. The handoff to Michaela Tickett. Going to need some offense here. Marjorie Hingsbergen thought about the three. Going to shovel it out to Laura Ramos. Back to Hingsbergen on the right wing. Down low, not going to get the bucket is Laura Ramos, but two foul shots coming. First 5 points of this fourth quarter has gone to King Cove. And for Elena Mack, she has put on a show. She's got all but 19 of the 45, so 26 points now. As re-entering the contest. It's Callie Howarth as Hingsbergen comes out. Is not sure who's going to come out. Michaela's going to come out instead of Marjorie Hingsbergen. Howarth just kind of re-entered and asked for someone to come out. Nobody wanted to. The free throw for second one, good for Laura. It's 45-40. 5:10 left here in the fourth. Elena Mack pull up three. Oh, she's still feeling it. Elena Mack has 6 3-pointers in this contest, and she has given her team a 48-40 lead. Marjorie Hingsbergen in the lane gets the roll. Marjorie's first basket of the game. And here comes Mack with it. Elena, one more time. This is off the mark. The rebound. Sadie Newton long. That's not there. Fight for the board, and Yetchmanef nearly had it in the corner. Keona Howarth pounded, but we'll get it to Callie. Now up to Marjorie. 48-42. Hingsbergen's three off the mark. Laura Ramos, the offensive board. Up to Callie. Howarth, the three. Buried it. Callie Howarth stepped into a three, her second of the game, to make it 48-45. Mack down low to Duarte. Short on the shot. Howarth the rebound. Callie ahead of the pack. It's a 2-on-1. Hingsbergen can't control the pass. .48-45. 3:45 remain. Mack, the crossover against Hingsbergen. Spins around to the right side. She'll fire another three. This is off the mark. Callie Howarth plows over a couple for the rebound. Duarte tries. She can't hit. And here's Keona with the rebound. And a timeout for Selawick. The Lady Wolves down 48-45 with 3:22 to play. A full timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Again, a spot in tomorrow's 2 p.m. state championship up for grabs. The Antioch girls are already there. Scammon Bay's in that third place game. And the loser will play Scammon Bay tomorrow morning. Well, the winner gets a date for a state title. Just 3:22 left here. King Cove leading 48-45. Elena Mack has 6 3-pointers in the contest. She's got 29 in the ball game. Callie Howarth having a pretty decent game as well. 15 for her with about 15 boards. .48-45, the inbound coming for Selowitz. Matchup defense, full court. It's Duarte against Howarth. To Marjorie. And Callie looking for an opening. Duarte right there, the give and go. Howarth into the lane. Too strong, and it comes off the front iron. Elena Mack the rebound as we get to the 3-minute mark here of the fourth. Mack picks up her dribble, finds Brandle, and back to Mack. Sadie Newton in the corner to Elena, back to Sadie, and they're playing catch on the right wing. Howarth goes for a steal. Newton back to Mack, and the miss there. And the rebound works off into the hands of Hingsburg. Now to Callie Howarth. She's going to plow into Brandle and knock it down. 48-47, lead down to 1. It was all the way up to 8, but Selowick has stormed right back with a 7-0 run. Elena Mack driving in the lane, in and out on the jumper. Rebound comes off into Laura Ramos' hand, tracked down by the rookies. That's Elena Mack. Timeout. With 2:03 to play, the rookies will have the ball and a slim 48-47 lead. Elena Mack out there with Yetchmanef and Brandle, Newton, Duarte on the Selowick side. It'll be Callie Howarth, Laura Ramos, Marjorie Hingsbergen, Keona Howarth, and Michaela Tickett. On the mid-court line, the inbound coming. Trying to pass in the corner was Brandle, knocked out by Laura Ramos. Not a good look there, but Brandle's going to scoot down to the corner anyway. And I think we're going to get another timeout here for King Cove as they're going to reset out of that. It's a full timeout with 2:03 to play, 48-47. Again, your 1A state championship boys and girls bracket should be filled out. Minus this one as we enter championship day tomorrow. I hope you didn't pick Virginia to go far in the NCAA tournament because there's a bracket buster who didn't pick that Baltimore County whatever team that knocked them off. Alaska's main stage up for grabs here though as March Madness Alaska continues. We got the 1A state championships and the 2A state championships tomorrow. 2 p.m., the winner of this game will play ANIAC. The loser will play at 9:30 a.m. for third. Final 2:03. The inbound will be Brandle. She's guarded by Hingsbergen in the corner. Up top, they get to Elena Mack. Picked up by Keona Howarth. Mack's going to back out near midcourt. Keona with her. Comes across to Sadie Newton, right back to Mack. Duarte pops up for a screen. Mack to Duarte. pushed from behind. Duarte can't hit. To the floor, Sadie Newton saves it. Elena Mack with it against the defense of Howarth. Knocked loose, ripped away, and taken right back. Sadie Newton to the floor, and a jump ball. A wild few seconds there, and it's going to stay with King Cove with 1:31 to play. King Cove on top, 48-47. The inbound into the hands of Mack. Now to Sadie Newton. Back to Mack. Keona Howard cuts her off in the corner. Needs some help. Sadie Newton lost the handle. But Brandel's there to recover. 1:15 to play. Mack comes around. The big screen from Brandel. Dumps a pass to Yetchmanev. Right back to Elena. Now up to Brandel. And they go to Sadie Newton. Down to 1 minute. The girls doing a good job of playing keep away here. Newton pushed. And that'll be the 15th foul against Selawick, as the rookies have knocked off 43 seconds of playing time here. Playing keep away. King Cove up by one. And a timeout here on the floor. The Selawick girls got to step up defensively here with 51.6 to play. There was nearly 2 minutes of clock on the, left here before King Cove started playing keep away. And the rookies clinging to that 1 point edge. You can bet they want something more than that. Elena Mack has had herself a game though. 29 points, 6 3-pointers, including 14 alone in the third, as King Cove catapulted in front of the Selawick girls. They led 48-40 with about 3 minutes to play. But Selawick stormed right back into this with 7 straight points. But now the Lady Wolves got to clamp down defensively. Brandel to inbound at the midcourt line. Duarte out there along with Newton, Mack, and Yetchmanev. Brandel gets it into Mack right away. Howarth lost her footing, and they'll give it right back out. Callie working against Brandel. Lots of contact there. No call. Here comes the foul. Marjorie Hingsbergen on Mack. That's foul number 6 to stop the clock. 38.9 left. King Cove clinging to this 1 point edge. Mack gets it in the backcourt. Here comes Elena. Down low to Duarte, knocked loose from behind. Callie Howarth will have it. And a timeout on the floor for Selawick with 27.4 remaining. King Cove went into stall mode and burned nearly a minute and a half a clock, but in doing so, they never added to a 1 point lead. And with 27.4 to play, it'll be Selawick ball. Another tight finish here. We don't need to remind you how it went last year. A spot in the 2 p.m. championship game on the line here. And that's where Antioch awaits. The rookies now. Let's see how they do on defense. As Selawick will inbound at the midcourt line. 27.4 to play. Deep pass. Hingsbergen has it. Marjorie to the hoop. Doesn't get it. A late whistle. We got 2 shots coming. Brandel did everything she could for the second time down low, trying to draw the contact. And Marjorie Hingsbergen is headed to the foul line. She's got 2 points in the game, as she hasn't played much. And now she's got two of the biggest free throws right here. This one off the mark. Kingsburgen. One more coming. She steps way out and gets all her teammates to cheer her back on. Crunch time, free throw, 24 seconds left. Kingsburgen knocks it down. The quick inbound. It's Elena Mack. And a traveling call as Mack went high on the dribble, and 20 seconds remain. Selawick to inbound. Elena was going to go for the pass and decided to dribble and traveled with it. A rare mistake for Mack. Selawick with it. Looking for help here is Callie Howarth. Off the glass and in. 2 points for Callie. The steal in the backcourt. Kingsburgen with it. Timeout, Selawick. The girls have the lead and the ball. 50-48. King Cove in trouble. How did that happen? The Selawick girl come to life. Callie Howarth hung in the air and knocked it down. And now the girls lead 50-48. Kingsburgen had hit one to tie it. And Mack, with a rare mistake, she traveled to give it right back. One last stand here for the rookie. 16 fouls apiece. Next one's going to put them on the line. Fiona Howarth to inbound with 6.3 left. And everyone a little faked out as the official switch position. Marjorie now to inbound. Selawick with a 50-48 lead. They go into Kiona and a quick whistle. About 1 second comes off the clock, and in the bonus, Kiona Howard's going to shoot. No pressure here for Kiona. 5 points in the game, her first trip to the foul line. And a timeout here by King Cove with 5.3 remaining. In the bonus, Kiona Howarth is going to shoot a free throw with a 50-48 lead. Just blown away with how in control King Cove was throughout the almost the entire fourth quarter after an explosive third from Elena Mack, but somehow Selawick has stormed right back into it, and now they're in the driver's seat. A possible trip back to the state championships on the line here. Big time free throw lined up here for Kiona Howard. Just 5.3 seconds remain. A lot's going to have to happen if the rookies want to go. They have one timeout remaining. No timeouts for Selawick. So there's one thing going for King Cove. 1-1. Kiona Howard. 5.3 remaining. The crunch time freebie rattles out. Duarte to Mack. Back to Duarte, back to Mack, behind the back, out of bounds. Selawick's going to do it. The girls are headed back to the championship game one more time as they storm back and score the final 10 points of the game to just shock King Cole. What a game. Kiona Howarth misses on the 1-1. Callie was the one who hit the game winner. What a finish. My goodness. Waiting for some stats here, but My voice is definitely shot now. I apologize to our listeners here, but it's been a long day and a wild finish here. The Selawik girls advance to the 2 p.m. championship game to face Aniak. King Cove will slip into consolation once again, where they're going to battle a tough Scammon Bay team for third place at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Scammon Bay girls find a way to get the victory, and they're going to play for a state title for the second year in a row, and they're going to have to do it against a tough Aniak team. A look at some of the scoring here. Elena Mack, again, 14 points in the third quarter. She finished with 29 to lead all scorers. Callie Howarth hits the game winner with about 8 seconds to play. And she had 7 in the fourth, 11 in the half, and 14, 17, 19 in the game. Marjorie Hingsbergen finished with just 2 points, hitting one free throw when it mattered to tie the game. Laura Ramos comes away with the Player of the Game award. For the rookies, it'll be Alana Mack, and King Cove comes up shy of playing for a championship.